This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi. Hello. Welcome to ENN on this, a Friday evening. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I can't take my eyes off your hairy arms.
I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
Minor man, who I got a chance to meet.
I got to tell you, Peter, I think Don's losing his mind.
Why is that?
Because somebody sent out a tweet, right, that he liked. Where the guy just said, I think that, you know, Don should take off more time. Kay and Rosenberg, it's a great show without Don. And he liked it.
Well, that's how confident he is. He doesn't mind it. He doesn't care. Let people like the show without Don. Do you see that, Michael? He doesn't care. Because he's a big man. Big man. That's what makes Don a big
Don.
Man.
He's a big man,
if you will. I'd also like to keep going and say good evening to myself.
What is this hippity hop?
I gotta tell you, you know what? That could be around at some point. I could see that. And good
it's
evening to
Pete and Dick show coming your way.
Good evening to Michael again.
All they do is win, 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 no matter what.
Yeah, that is. This has been a terrific job of drops today, guys. Well done by our squad, Brian and Jake, stepping up here. And lastly, good evening to myself. Yeah. I'm a big flip side guy. Thank you. What was I talking about when I said that? Big flip side.
Because I said, and the flip side is, and you said, well, I'm a big flip side guy.
Wow. So, Michael, lot to get into today.
Lot to unpack.
Huh? Oh, a lot to unpack, and we only have 15 minutes to do it. Let's jump right into things. And first, play you some audio.
I love audio.
Let's hear from Booney. I call him Booney.
He likes you.
Yeah, no, he's a fan. Let's hear from Booney on this historic Yankees run.
We're playing well. We're playing well. We're playing for a lot. It's a lot of fun to be a part of this team.
And he talks about the experience they have in tight wins like the one they got last night against the A's.
We are used to playing in these, no question. We've by far and away obviously played more than anyone else. So the guys are definitely comfortable in these situations, and there's never any panic with these guys. I think they play with a lot of confidence when the game's on the line and in the balance. And again, doesn't mean you're always going to come through, but I know that they're not going to be rattled or overwhelmed by any situation.
Also, let's hear from Joey Gallo talking on the general mood of this Yankees clubhouse right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously very, very confident. Every game we feel like we're going to win, and it's nice to be a part of a clubhouse like that. Even when we go down and, you know, behind in games, you know, we still feel like we're going to come back and win a game. So it's a very, very positive and very fun clubhouse right now.
Here's Aaron Judge. Refusing to believe that Giancarlo Stanton's home run was only 436 feet.
Yeah, I think me and him both have an issue with Statcast, but you can't tell me that ball that he hit went 436 feet. The dang fence out there is 400-something feet. That ball is still rising. But it's impressive what he can do on a baseball field. All around, you know, great at-bats. And then when you leave him, you know, great defender, and when you leave him a pitch over the middle, he's going to do some damage on it. So it's fun. It's been fun watching him, you know, all year do his thing, and especially these past couple of games.
I got to agree with Judge. I'm a little bit dubious about Statcast because if that wall is not there, there's no way that stops at 436 feet. That's That's a 500-foot shot. There's no way that they could say that that was 436 because, I mean, the dead center field is like 410.
I'm going to look at it right now.
4 or whatever. And so it's a little bit behind it. So that's got to be when it hits the wall, it's at least 410 feet. You can't tell me that that would have only traveled 26 more feet. No way. They're wrong. They should say StatCast guesstimate. Because there were a couple of home runs in Atlanta, too, that I even brought up to Paul O'Neill that they were kind of sketchy. There's no way. No way.
All right, let me look at this. I'm watching it. Hold on. Wow, he knew the second it's off his bat. I can't tell because you just see it bounce back onto the field.
Right, so it hit high off the green wall, behind the green door, so to speak.
I see. Oh, well, they gave it 436, though.
But you're telling me that if that wall, I mean, they project how far it would travel. You're telling me if that wall is not there, it only travels 25 more feet? No way.
Here's what I'm saying. Okay, hold on. Is it supposed to be in the air, correct?
What do you mean in the air? They don't estimate how far it would roll.
Okay, exactly. So what I'm saying is, what Aaron Judge just said was patently false. He said the ball was still rising.
It was. He's right.
What are you talking about?
You're not seeing it right. It was still rising when it hit the wall, the batter's eye. Mount Davis, they call it. You know why they call it Mount Davis, right?
No.
It used to be a beautiful stadium with the whole, that you could see the hills behind it and everything. And then the Raiders moved back to Oakland, and they had to build that monstrosity in center field to, account for all the fans for a football game. And then the Raiders end up leaving anyway, but that's, it's for Al Davis, Mount Davis.
What are you trying to say? It was still rising. What does that even mean?
It was not like, it wasn't like
it wasn't
like
starting
it was,
to head down?
I don't think it was. It wasn't like a fly ball that hit the wall. It was a line drive that hit the wall.
No. You guys are both, okay, need to relax.
All right, so you're telling if Aaron Judge case, relax.
Yeah, I'm telling Judgy relax. Because if that's the case, it wouldn't have even come back in the same way. Maybe it was more than 436. Maybe it was 450, but it wasn't 500. You said 500?
It would have traveled 500 feet.
Yeah, now you're counting the roll. It would have rolled 60 feet.
No, I'm not counting the roll. Slow your roll. I'm not.
Can people tweet us about this? Tell me if I'm misviewing it, because I just watched it 10 times in a row. I'm dragging. I'm looking. It's like the Kennedy assassination here.
They're showing it on Yes right now.
And you're telling me it had that much more on it?
I think so.
You guys both need to just be happy with what you're getting, which is phenomenal play.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now let's hear one more thing from Judge about how locked in this team is and how everything's going for this Yankees team.
Yeah, I think even, going all the way back to April, we expected to win every single game. Things just weren't, rolling our way. A call wouldn't go our way. We couldn't get that, big hit. We hit it right at somebody. Things just really weren't clicking for us, but right now everything's really clicking. But I think the most thing is just having the confidence in each other. Besides having confidence in ourselves, we have confidence in each guy around us. Guys come out of the bullpen, are starting pitching. Guys in the lineup. If the guy in front of me doesn't get the job done, it's my turn to pick somebody up. And if I go up there and don't get the job done, I know I got 8 guys behind me that are going to do the job. So I think when you got a full team like that all, locked in on the same page, some magic happens.
On the flip side of all this, you have the New York Mets. Giants beat the Mets 3-2 at Citi Field yesterday. That's a sweep for San Francisco to you and me. Mets 2-11 in those 13 games, and 11 of those losses by a single run, which we know that they're very happy with.
Wait a minute. all 11 losses, 2-11? They were all by single run?
Seven of the 11.
Oh, okay.
Now, Pete Alonso says the next 5 weeks are a test for this team.
The next 5 weeks are going to be the most important time of the year for us. And it's been really nice having Francisco and Javi back. And I feel like now that we're having our guys in the lineup consistently on a day in and day out basis, it's going to be there. And I'm really excited for these next 5 weeks because this is a huge test for us, not just as a team, but as individuals as well. You can't fold. We can't back down. Despite whatever the standings are, we got to go full steam ahead regardless of what happened every single day previously in the season. So we got to go full steam ahead and attack these next 5 weeks and just play our game.
I've got an important announcement to make.
Go ahead.
If the Mets lose 2 of 3 this weekend, mm-hmm. I will declare it over on Monday.
You will?
Mm-hmm.
So they have to sweep this weekend.
No, no. If they take 2 out of 3, I'm saying they have to win 13 out of 15. So you got to, the loss is going to come somewhere.
But if they lose 2 of 3,
if they lose 2 out of 3, done.
Finally.
But they won't. They'll sweep the Nats. Sweep them hard.
It's hilarious, by the way.
What is?
Every single person has told me something different about the Stanton home run.
Our good friend Jarv, I can't believe Jarv listens every day from Australia. We love him for that. He said he believes it's where it hits. That's not the case because you could see a ball that goes over the 314 mark at Yankee Stadium, and it's not just over, and it's not measured at 314. It's a projection of where it will land.
If that were to happen at the 314 mark, that would mean it's actually a line drive and it's hitting the wall just above it, but it's still flying. What I'm saying is that Stanton ball was more of a pop fly that was on its way down. It was not a line drive.
So you're ruining your credibility. It was a blistering line drive. It was not a pop fly.
Okay, let me watch again for the 10th time. This is the Zapruder tape. Michael, that's not a line drive.
It is a line drive. As much of a line drive as a home run can be. Look at Gallo's home run. That was a parabolic long fly ball. This is a line drive. Look how it came off his bat.
I guess I you're telling me that's as much of a line drive home run as you'll see?
Yeah, pretty much.
When people hit home runs dead to the left field foul pole, low, those are line drive home runs.
No. Saints canceled their preseason finale against Carolina, by the way, today.
Who did?
The Saints, because of the impending hurricane.
So they
had moved up the time, too, and now it's still canceled.
So a precedent has clearly been set, but that's a hurricane.
Right.
This is just sort of bad weather. Now, let's move to football, shall we?
If you want.
Saquon Barkley's status for Week 1 not determined yet officially by the Giants.
Do football teams ever give you the real deal?
No. Do they ever tell you anything?
I mean, did we ever find out that Tom Brady's knee was put together with paper mache last year until after everything was over?
No one ever knows a thing.
Right. And again, gambling comes into play, and casinos and books should be really upset if they're not telling the truth.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Let's hear from Saquon talking about his effort level right now and trying to get back.
Just taking one day at a time, but we have the process. We're at the point where, you know, I'm allowed to start taking team reps, and those stuff's going to happen naturally. Even though I only took 2 reps and a couple reps in 7-on-7, those reps are so valuable right now. So, yeah, I'm going 100% with what I'm able to do. Obviously, I'm going to be a little behind than where I was when I last left off. That just naturally happened when you don't play football for 11 months, 12 months, what it is. But, yeah, you know me, as a competitor, I want to go out there and make plays, and especially in those situations when it's 2 men and it's our team versus their team. But those things don't come naturally, and I just got to continue to be patient and when I have the opportunities, take advantage of them.
Our very own Lewis Riddick, one of the most knowledgeable voices in football.
You've always been a Riddick fan.
I'm a big Riddick guy. He was on ESPN Radio earlier saying, unfortunately, this Giants O-line is going to be a problem.
how many times have we seen a quarterback get really just neutralized and have a ceiling put on him in terms of his efficiency because he cannot get comfortable in the pocket and doesn't have clean throwing windows and is constantly bringing his eyes down and wondering where he's going to take the next ear hole shot from? We just see quarterbacks get absolutely neutralized in that way. We saw the best one in the game getting neutralized that way for 3.5 hours in the Super Bowl just this past year. So I don't even know how you can really fairly evaluate him if the offensive line isn't materially better. And you tell me where that improvement's going to come from up front.
Well, I mean, if Andrew Thomas takes an exponential jump forward, then that's where it would come from. He's pretty important to the whole deal.
That would be the hope. In the last couple of years, Giants have just not caught a lot of breaks in the offensive line. Going all the way back to the Solder situation, it hasn't quite unfolded the way they wanted. I looked at Twitter a little while ago and saw the name Scott Zolak trending. Did you see this, Michael?
Yes, I did see it.
Scott Zolak is trending because he did an interview on in Boston on the Sports Hub 98.5. And in speaking about Cam Newton, he said that Cam's distracted by rap music that's playing over the team speakers during workouts. Quote, I turn off the rap music, first of all, because I think it's distracting for Cam here. Because in between every throw, he's dancing. He can't help himself. Like, he's here to work, and everything is attention to detail. But again, that's Cam's style. Let's hear from Cam. Not about this, but sort of about this. He talked about how he's impressed with Mac Jones, including his knowledge of rap music.
Cool like the other side of the pillow. You know what I'm saying? You know, you never know when he's really, you know, down on himself. You don't really necessarily know when, you know he's up either. You know what I'm saying? He's real cool. I'm surprised his knowingness of, you know, hip hop music. You know, you catch him in the locker room every time, you know what I'm saying, quoting some Future, some Baby, you know what I mean? But you know, those are things that you just gotta learn with time. You know, we had an opportunity to meet in OTAs, but you don't really get it. And then it's still another curve that's gonna get during game times. It's good that we get preseason games and things like that, so you'll know these live bullets. So, you know, I'm pretty much here for him, just like Brian is here for him, just like, and I hope, I know it's reciprocated on all fronts.
The only thing I'm disturbed by from this story
is knowingness.
Well, no, two things. One is Zolak is a moron, and he's a radio announcer in Boston. If you're wondering, with all the great Patriots players out there, why would they talk to Scott Zolak?
Because he's their analyst on radio, too.
Yeah, it's because he's the radio announcer.
And also, I mean, Bill Belichick loves Cam Newton, loves him, doesn't like him, loves him. I think it's okay if he listens to rap music. That's a weak take.
Horrible take, but we do need to talk to Cam about knowingness. That'll do it for ENN on this Friday, August the 27th. Jets football up next, Michael.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.